Praise God. Well, I want to thank you for inviting me along to share a bit of my testimony. But it was really a blessing when I was stood there when we were starting, and straight away it came up expectant, and it's really good to be expectant of what God wants to say to us tonight. And that's what we need to be. We need to be an expectant people, expecting God to do great things in our lives, but through our lives as well, to reach out to people. So, my testimony. I'm not going to go for it right from the beginning when I got saved. I've been asked to talk about a recent, well, it's not so recent now, is it? It's 12 years now. But you know, I at 36 was diagnosed with leukemia, and at that point I was actually given 3 months to live, which is a bit of a scary thing when you're 36 and you've got a young family and that. And you know, I was starting to think about all the things that I might not be able to do. I might not be able to grow old with my wife and see my children grow up and to see my grandchildren. And all these things went through my mind. But, you know, it seemed an impossible situation. And I titled this God of the Impossible. And God is the God of the impossible. And through him, all things are possible. And, you know, it is just amazing what God does. And I praise God that I have got an amazing God like that, that I can just look to him and see him just reach into the situation and just touch that situation. And, you know, there was other things that I was thinking in my mind. I was thinking about, you know, I went off to Bible school when I was 21 and I just started being part of the leadership team in the church that I was in at the time. And I just thought, really, is it time to end now? But, you know, God's good. Amen. God is good. And, you know, God said to me, it is over. No, I said to God, actually. God didn't say to me. I said to God, it's over to you. I can't do anything in this situation. Only you can. And it was at that point that I really felt God just moving to my heart. And I am known as a crying preacher sometimes, I'm sorry. But I just felt God just moving to my heart. And I just peace, a real peace that came upon me. And don't get me wrong, there was tears that were shed. There were questions that were asked, and I asked God questions, why? Why is this happening? But, you know, God's an awesome God, and God gives us lots of different promises along our journey and that. And God spoke to my wife, Sal, and he gave her a word that it was only going to be for a time. It was only going to be for a time. And those promises from God like that are just key promises that you keep hold of. When God says something, you just keep hold of that promise. And you know, as I read the scriptures, and the Holy Spirit just started to reveal things and give me promises that, you know, what has been promised to Sal, is also, it's a promise to you that, you know, you're not going to have it forever. And, you know, God just kept moving. And through his Holy Spirit, he just kept speaking and speaking into my life. And, you know, it's great to grasp hold of God's word and grab hold of those promises. And not just to grasp hold of them, really grasp hold of them and really stand on those words of truth and those words of faith and those words of encouragement and those words of building us up. But, you know, there was one thing that we had to do. And then we had to tell our children that that I wasn't well. And do you think we told them I was going to die? No, I didn't tell them that. We didn't tell them that. We told them that Daddy had dodgy blood. That was how we dealt with it. But we still kept standing on the word of God. We still kept asking and seeking God. And God kept just encouraging us. He encouraged us through friends. And, you know, friends are so important when we're going through really hard times. And, you know, it's good to have relationship with one another. And that is so important. And then there was what to then I had to tell my own family, and they took it hard. But you know, at that stage, God had given us so many promises that we could stand on the hope that God was going to bring me through. And I really want to look at a psalm that was really, really touched me. And it really spoke into my life on this journey through this leukemia. And it was Psalm 34. And I'm going to read it because it's an amazing psalm. And it says this: I will praise you, Lord, at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will boast in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad. Proclaim Yahweh's greatness with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Gets me every time I read this. Those who look to him are radiant with joy. Their faces will never be ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. How happy is the man who takes refuge in him. You who are his holy ones, fear Yahweh. For those who fear him lack nothing. Young lions lack food and go hungry. But those who seek the Lord will not lack any good thing. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is this man who delights in life, loving a long life to enjoy what is good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from deceitful speech. Turn away from evil and do what is good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his eyes are open to their cry for help. The face of the Lord is set against those who do what is evil, to erase all memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is near the brokenhearted. He saves those crushed in spirit. Many adversities come to the one who is righteous, but the Lord delivers him from all. He protects all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil brings death to the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. The Lord redeems the life of his servants, and all who take refuge in him will not be punished. Amen. Amen. So some key points really from that psalm that God really spoke to me on this journey. And in the first three verses, there's three key points there. I will praise the Lord. Praise is a powerful thing. I will boast in the Lord. It's good to boast in the Lord and all the great things that he has done for each one of us. And I will proclaim Yahweh's greatness. You know, we're called to praise God in all situations, and not for the situations, but we're called to praise God in all situations. And people sometimes think that God gives sickness, but I don't believe that. Because it says in God's word, and we've heard it before, would a parent give something horrible to their child? And if we wouldn't do that as earthly people, God's not going to do that to his children, is he? He's not going to give them this sickness and that. And I believe that sickness is from the curse of sin. But I do believe that God can use, when people are sick, he can use it to his glory as well, because he can reveal his power, and his power and the power of praise and worship has an amazing effect, not just on our souls inside, but on our bodies as well. I really believe that, you know, when we're praising God, God can change situations, and God does change situations through the power of praise and the power of worship. And it is good to boast in the Lord and tell of all the good things he has done and he is doing in our lives. I found that, you know, a lot of times in my life that we can boast in God, and it causes stirring, not only in us, but it can affect people around us as well. Because I think about my testimony, and, you know, and I think of what God has done and where he's taken me on this journey through leukemia and that. And I can boast in my God that my God has taken me through that. And my God has seen me towards the end, where he's actually taken me. And it's good to boast in God's goodness. And the power of our testimony can move mountains, and it can move strongholds in other lives as well. You know, it's important for us to share our testimonies with one another and share our testimonies with those people that don't know Jesus yet, because our testimonies are so powerful of what God is doing in our life. And the power of testimony is just it's an amazing thing. And then the third thing is proclaiming, speaking out. And I would say this is a key thing, is speaking it out. Yes. And you know, we should speak out the word of God over our lives and over other people's lives. You know, there's so much power in God's word. As we speak out that word, as we speak out those promises that God's given to us, as we speak out those promises of his word, of who we are in Christ, it is so important to speak that out. You know, as I was thinking about that, you know, I thought of God's word. You know, it says in God's word that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And you know, as a two-edged sword, and I'm sorry for being graphic, but as a two-edged sword goes in, it rips the badness out. But as it's going in, it's bringing the truth in, it's bringing the truth in, and it's taking the badness out. And that, and it is so powerful. It is just like that two-edged sword. And, you know, the other thing is, when we actually speak things out, it talks in God's word about renewing our mind, doesn't it? Mm. And as we speak out, our mind's thinking, what are you saying there? What are you saying there? What are you saying there? Oh, yeah, that's true, that's true. I've been hearing that lie, but yeah, no, that's true, because that's what God's word says. That is what God's word says. And that is that's why it's so important to speak out God's word when we're in different situations. And it just causes a stirring inside, inside our soul, and stirring inside our spirit and our faith. It just gets that extra boost, you know, as we speak that word of truth out. And you know, we can know all that, but you know, when we're going through really hard times, when I think of my time with my leukemia and that, there were still times that, you know, I would really struggle, and, you know, did I hear right? But, you know, verse 4 says this, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. And when I think of some of the fears that I actually had, and that, it says there in God's word, I sought the Lord. And as soon as you seek the Lord, the Lord will actually answer. He'll bring in that peace. He'll bring out, like the Holy Spirit just kept reminding me of the promises that Sal had received, I'd received, people had spoken into me, people that had been praying for me. You know, the Holy Spirit's just an amazing person, because he just knows when to speak into those situations and just lift you out. And you know, when it talks there about that he delivers us from all our fears, you know, that's not just a few of them, that's all of them. Yeah. All of them, full stop, all of them. He can deliver us from all our fears. And you know, when I look at verse 5, that was another thing there. Those who look to him are radiant with joy, their faces will never be ashamed. And you know, people would say to me sometimes that you don't look poorly, you don't look ill, and that. And you know, at that time I just thought, well, yeah, that's God. That is really God in that situation. You know, I'd go to hospital sometimes and I'd see some people and they look so poorly, and that. But you know, there by the grace of God, you know, that God was doing something within me, was healing my body. But you know, through that, I was able to shine for him as well. You know, people that you could talk to while you were sat in the waiting room, and people that I spoke to within church. And you know, I have to say this, you know, when I was first diagnosed with leukemia, one of my church leaders, he openly admitted, his first thought was, oh no, that's it. But you know, as God started to move in the situation, and God started to come through in the situation, that man started to realise, no, God's doing something here. God is doing something. And, you know, that's how it can be such an encouragement. Because, you know, sometimes we don't see things, you know, through how God's moving in our life. And I thought there of, you know, Moses when he came down from Mount Sinai, and he just spent all that time with God, and he was just glowing. He was glowing so much. But, you know, again, our testimonies can be so powerful. We can shine for Jesus. And I just want to throw a question out here. What testimonies are you holding in your hands? The testimonies of God's great power. And it's not for us to hold on to those testimonies. You know, God's give us a testimony so we can share those testimonies of his goodness and tell our story to other people and talk about, you know, how God stepped in. Sometimes it's last moment he steps in, but sometimes it can be straight away he steps in as well. And there were many times verse 6 became a reality as well. The poor man cried out and the Lord heard him. There was many times I cried out, and I mentioned before that cry of why has this happened? And yeah, there was tears. But you know, it talks in verse 15 that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. And who are the righteous? We are the righteous, and we are the righteousness of Christ. You know, through what Jesus did on the cross, we are made righteous through him. And you know, that's a key thing, is that, you know, it's just that we are with him. And you know, it says there, the poor man cried out. There was times that I would walk around a reservoir near us and I would cry out, and I mean cry out, I would shout out to God, why is this happening? Why isn't this going according to plan? Because we always expect God to just do it. But he sometimes doesn't just do it. Sometimes he does it over his time. Or let me put it another way. God's already done it. You know, when Jesus died on the cross and he said, "It is finished," that was it. It was finished. But sometimes it takes this body, this mortal thing, to come in line with the word of God and to, you know, to actually listen to what the word's saying. And that's why when I said about speaking out those promises, it is important to speak out that word. And, you know, there was times where I cried out to God, but it was in those silent moments that God would speak to me. The Holy Spirit had just come alongside me and just speak through me, and he says, "Trust me. Have faith. Did I not promise? And have I ever let you down?" And I can say no. He's never let me down. And sometimes you have to get to those depths before you come to that reality that it is only through trusting it in him that you can go on with him. It's taking those small steps of faith sometimes in him. But it's also standing on those promises. Standing on those promises. And verse 7, I love verse 7. It says this: "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues them." And I just stand there sometimes and I just think, wow, that is amazing. Wow, that is amazing. And you know why it's amazing? Because the angel of the Lord encamps around. The angel of the... You know, I'd say today to you, really, if you're at a stage where you're feeling worthless, or you just don't feel as though you've got anything to bring, or you feel like giving up, just stop and think. Just stop and think. Because God's saying, "Trust me. Have faith. Did I not promise? Have I ever let you down?" That's what he's saying today to you. If you're going through a really hard patch at the moment, whatever it may be, whether it's sickness, whether it's a job, or whatever it is, you know, whether it's a relationship, God's saying, "Just trust me, just trust me." And I know that was a big thing for me, but it was also a big thing to know that the angel of the Lord encamps around and is there protecting and that. So verse 18 also reminds me of God's goodness. Even when we are broken hearted, our spirit can feel crushed, but he's always there. He is always there, and he'll always be there with us. And then verse 8, Rebecca asked me to pick a verse. Verse 8 is really good, and it's key, this. It taste and see that the Lord is good, and how happy is the man who takes refuge in him. And that is so key. Taste and see that the Lord is good. If you've never today tasted and seen that the Lord is good, today is the day to taste and see that the Lord is good. And once you've tasted and seen how good God is, there's such an inner joy. You know, my first drug didn't work, and I went on to a second drug, and, you know, God kept reminding me, "I'm still at work in you, I'm still at work in you," and it just gave me that peace. And I remembered a verse as well: "He that has begun a good work in it will complete it." And, you know, God isn't a God that's, like my wife would probably say, a half finisher. Mm-hmm. God completes the job.
Yes.
God completes the job. 100% it is fully completed. And, you know, when I was on my second drug, that second drug nearly killed me. And this is the reason why. I'm a keen walker, and I was doing the Yorkshire Three Peaks at the time. I'd done it many times before, but I was really, really struggling, and I was out of breath. My heart felt as though it was bouncing out of my body. And I actually joked with my specialist and said, I just feel as though, you know, I was going to die when I was on that when I was on that hillside. But I didn't realise that I'd got fluid on my lungs, and that was one of the side effects of this drug. But you know, God is good. God is good. He got me through that walk, but he also got me home. And then the doctors gave me a new drug, which is the drug that I'm on at the moment. And the doctors were really pleased, but they always used to say to me, you're doing good, but you're never going to get to the point where we'd really like you to be. That's the doctor's report.
Yes.
My God is far above a doctor's report. What had he promised? It would be for a time, and I would be healed. And the results continued to improve, and everything was going really, really good. And I was going further and further and further down this scale that I was never going to get to. I'd gone past where they said I'd never get to, and I went further down, and I'm still going further down. And that's my God's report. That is my God's report. You know, at this point, the specialist said to me, there's 99% of that cancer never coming back. But my God works in 100%. My God works in 100%. And 2 years ago, 2 years ago, a specialist asked me a question. A man of faith, this is a silly question to ask. What would you think about coming off the drug? Yes, I'll come off that drug. And I said it without any hesitation. I didn't even think. I just said, yes, that's what I want to do. I want to come off that drug. And at the moment, I'm still waiting to come off it. But, you know, like I say, those results keep going down and down and down. And I really believe the next meeting that I go to, my specialist is going to say, right, that's it. You're starting to come off that drug. And, you know, verse 22 right at the end reminds me of this. It says, the Lord redeems the life of his servants and all who take refuge in him. And the Lord does redeem the life of his servants and everyone that takes refuge in him. I was given 3 months to live. That's 12 years ago. And I know, because God has promised me in his word, that I've got many more years to come. And, you know, when God gives you a promise, God is true to his promise. And, you know, in verse 10 it talks as well, and I really wanted to share this, there is no lacking God. There is no lacking God. God is a God of an abundance, and he wants the very best for each one of us, whatever area of our life it is. He wants that abundance, and there is no lack in God's word. There's no lack in God himself. And I want to leave you with some things that I found really helpful on my journey of healing. And I know my God can heal in the blink of the eye, but like I mentioned before, sometimes this body has to come into line with God's word as well. And there's 4 points really, and it's this. Don't look at the storm or the situation. Only look to Jesus. Never underestimate God. That we heard that tonight. Never underestimate God. especially through the power of prayer and praise. God is an amazing God. And don't give up. Speak the word of God over your life. Know who you are in Christ. And step out into the unknown. Step out in faith and just say, right, God, I can't, but you can. God promised that there would be no lack. And he is always true to his word. And I can say that on my life. And I'm sure there's many people here that can say that on their lives as well. But I really believe that God wants us to take, you know, wants to take us to higher places and new places. Places that, you know, that we're not expected that we'd ever go to. But God has got so many things that he wants us to do. But those are the points that I really want to leave with you tonight. Is don't look at the storm or the situation, just look to Jesus. Never underestimate God, especially through the power of prayer and praise. Don't give up and speak the word of God over your life and step out in faith. Don't look at that doctor's report, look at what God's report is. God promised that there would be no lack, and he is always true to his word. Shall we pray?
Amen.
Yeah. Father God, I just want to thank you for your word, Lord. Yeah. Father, I just thank you for that you're always true to your word, Lord. And Lord, I just pray for everyone here tonight, Father. Father, Lord, that, Lord, as your word's gone out, Father, Father God, that you'll really stir our hearts, Lord, to want more of you, Father. And Father God, that we might just have that faith to step out into the unknown, Father. And Father, I just pray for this fellowship, Father. Father God, that, Lord, that you might just grow this fellowship, Lord. Lord, through testimonies, and Father God, through what you're doing in people's lives, Lord. Lord, I just pray a real blessing upon them, Father. And Lord, that they might reach out into this town of Honley, Father. And Father God, that, Lord, that you might just do amazing things in this little village, Lord. And Lord God, that you might touch so many different lives, Lord. Lord, just bless your people, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.